The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Aaron JPC, before you go to bed, I have a question for you.
Okay, yes.
Do you believe in Patreon content?
Well, that's a very sweet and good question, Adel. Well, Patreon content, much like Santa Claus and taxes, lives only in your heart and mind.
Yes, that is correct, Aaron. And JPC, do you believe in Patreon content?
Can I please have more bedtime pudding, sir?
No.
Please, sir, another spoonful.
What happened last time I gave you extra bedtime pudding?
I shit my pants.
You shit your pants.
I shit the bed, and then I tried to stuff the sheets out the window, but they fell into the constable's office, because his office is right below the window, and the constable got covered in my poopy sheets. So.
And I was arrested for how long? 28 years.
28 years. And you vowed you'd stop the boy who did it, and now here we are, and I'm a 34-year-old man, and you've come back, sir.
All right, well, good night, boys. Dream of Patreon content. I'll blow out the candles. Now it's time for me to go sleep with the constable.
Aww.
You're allowed to. You're an adult woman.
Get it.
I'm JPC. Welcome to our Patreon.
Just pencil that in. That's a different episode that we will do later. We'll come back to that. That's not today's episode.
But well, now I'm disappointed that we're not.
Circle back to that. Do not lose track of that. That's good.
I thought it was going to be like a Peter Pan, clap your hands if you believe in Patreon content. And that took a wild detour. That was much better.
Clap your hands. Yeah, I believe in Patreon content. Mm-hmm. I believe it's real.
Oh, that's what was being set up.
Speaking of making it real, Aaron, I believe you are heading up today's Patreon content.
And I am. But this idea is not my own. I will give credit where credit is due. In our Discord, if you're not already in the Discord, it's a really fun place. There is a channel that is all Patreon episode ideas. And I finally gave it a little look-see after ignoring it for a while. And Gravy came up with this excellent idea. The crew frequently forgets what they've said on the show, so here's my pitch. So it's basically an episode where we go over some of the things that you both have said. I think they originally pitched this that Adel's doing this for me and JPC, but that's a terrible idea because I have a really excellent memory for stuff on the show. These two sit, record, and then it's gone from their brains.
No, Aaron, this is a bad idea for an episode because we've already done this.
Oh, that's funny because that would mean I have forgotten. Well done, sir. Clap your hands if you believe Adel is talented.
Not a lot of claps.
I heard some. I took this idea. I ran with it. So I'm definitely going to read you some lines you've actually said on the show. But also, we're going to play a bunch of little games to see how good your memory is for Hey Riddle Riddle episodes. So this episode is called Remember This? And then it's only episodes 1 through 11 on the main feed because I couldn't re-listen to every episode. So
why would you?
And also, I want to be able to come back to this if it's fun. So this is just episode 1 through 11. We recorded this starting in, and correct me if I'm wrong timeline-wise, April of 2018. We recorded the first two or three episodes. And then a couple months passed.
I couldn't possibly remember.
Yeah. See, this is what I mean. I remember. And then a couple months passed. And then on a Friday, we recorded a couple more. Maybe like three more. Yeah. So we did probably three and three. And then months and months went by. And then we released episodes starting in July and then started recording new ones that August. So this is like a while ago now. 3 years. Over three years ago.
We've recorded, I want to say we've recorded every single week since, but I think we've stockpiled a few and taken a few weeks off here and there, but I think we record every week and people think we're insane.
You want to feel old?
Yeah.
We've recorded more episodes in lockdown than we did pre-lockdown.
That's
no,
not real.
There's no way that's true. Are you serious?
Okay. That makes me a little sad.
It's not true.
Oh, okay.
But I just wanted to see if you guys would feel old from that.
Yeah, that made me feel sad because I just like those. I feel like I have so many excellent memories of recording.
When someone lies to me, I feel old as fuck.
Yeah, I feel old when someone lies and I believe it. Actually, that makes me feel young. Okay, so before we get into it.
You want to feel old? Look at this picture of Hansen. That's Band of Brothers.
So that's funny. I want to know how well you think you're going to do with these first 11 episodes. Like, I know I should have done 10, but I accidentally did 11. So everyone chill. It's going to be okay. How do you think you're going to do? How much do you remember?
On a scale of 1 to 11?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 11, how well do you think you're going to do?
I think I'm going to be like a 3 or 4. I think I can, hopefully I can guess what I said, where I can be like, I feel like that's something I would say, or I feel like I know my content more than anybody else's, but I feel like I'm going to have real trouble with what you or JPC might have said or done.
I think I'm going to put myself at a 3, maybe a 2. And here's my thing. I do not remember who said it. I can distinguish something as being a bit that was done on the show, but if you like gun to my head, I couldn't tell you if it was me, Adel, or Aaron that did that bit on the show.
You have gum in your head.
That sucks. I thought I got that out 11 years ago. You can still see it?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill my shampoo guy.
Most of what I can see. Don't kill your shampoo guy.
He's a dead man.
You killed your conditioner guy, and now everything's out of whack. Stop killing your hair, people.
No, Vidal Sassoon, you hear me, you rat fuck? You're gone.
Vidal too soon.
Okay, so we're going to get into it. If you guys don't mind, can you keep track of your own points?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me go.
I love keeping track of my own points.
And it's just going to be 1 point per correct answer. And as always, by the way, Adel, I owe you a $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card that you'll be getting in your email tonight. Maybe a $10 one. But if you win, you get a $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Wait, what do you owe me the first one from?
You won the last competition I did with that as the prize. But I guess I could have lied to you. You didn't even remember. See? You're going to do terrible.
Aaron, I just remembered I still have a box of olive oil, fancy olive oil for you.
$5 Dunkin' Donut gift card. The gift that gives once.
Oh, man. Okay, ready? So these are going to be the segments that we go through.
Okay.
Who said that? You identify which of the three of us said it.
That's hard for me.
And then did Adel really say this? We have some real lines he said and then some fake ones that I or some of our sweet listeners on the Discord have written in his voice.
Love that.
Did JPC really say this? Same concept. What happened next? So I'm going to read a line of dialogue and I'll tell you who said something next and you have to guess what they said.
Okay.
And then my favorite, which is this a real scene? And I will read off concepts for scenes and you can tell me if that was a real scene that was done or not.
Outstanding. Can I ask, is there no Aaron category in terms of what you said?
I started like writing down some of the stuff I said, but I didn't write down enough of what I said for me to have a whole category.
Okay. If we do this again, I would like that.
Yeah, I mean, but like also like it's hard enough to be able to tell like what you've said that I was like, this might be way too hard.
If you do this again, I would prefer you don't do it.
Okay. Well, truly whatever you want. I will do that. But also I was like enjoying you guys so much in the show, I was forgetting to write down some of my stuff.
And as always, I will just say on the record, I prefer to do as little work as possible.
No problem. I know that about you.
Okay.
And just overall, it's on
every record.
By the way, everyone, we were super riddle focused for those first 11 episodes, and sometimes I got bored. So fuck off, everyone. Sometimes I was like, stop talking about the riddles. You're being so funny when you're not talking about fucking riddles. That's what I thought. That's just my one lady's review. I did an updated Apple iTunes review, said the first 11 episodes sometimes get boring. Let's do this. All right. Who said this? And then I'm going to read the line, and you're going to tell me who said it.
Okay.
Boys are Kevin's and girls are Susie's. I will die on this hill.
I gotta be honest, I thought that I had said it, but die on this hill is something I say every once in a while, but I feel like JPC says it twice as much as I do. So I'm gonna say JPC said this.
That's a very good hedge. Now, my little brother's name is Kevin, and I think that may have... I'm also gonna say that I said this, because I feel like that's something that I would have pulled from having a brother named Kevin.
Right. And you're correct. You both get a point. JPC said it.
Now, for the game of who said this, Aaron, is Aaron Keefe Did you say something as well?
Yeah,
you're
in here.
Okay, okay, gotcha.
And actually,
gotcha.
From now on, whoever gets it first, so there'll be a sense of urgency.
Okay, well, now the game has ratcheted up to 11.
A game is afoot.
And a foot is a game, if you think about it.
Football.
Now I get to use that in a future episode.
Damn
that
it.
Line. And then I said, now's the time to lie. And then I lied.
Aaron. Buzz, all... Aaron.
Yes.
That's right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, that's right?
I thought none of your stuff was in this.
No, my stuff is in the Who Said This category.
Oh.
But I don't have my own.
I'm trying to remember. That does sound like an Aaron thing. That also definitely sounds like a me thing, but I was like, I don't think I said that.
I thought it was an Aaron thing, and then I was like, she's not in this game.
No, I am in the Who Said This part, but
gotcha,
not the...
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Who many?
Buzz.
But,
I'm going to say me, just because we have to get one of mine in there sometime.
Buzz, Aaron. I'm going to say Aaron.
Nope, it was JPC. No points awarded.
Fuck.
Was he in a sexy pillow fight?
Buzz.
Yep.
I'm going to say me because we have to get one of mine. I just knew the law of averages said that at some point I have to be the answer.
That's true. But guess what? I added up all of yours so you have equal amounts of lines. So it is balanced, though. That's a good hint.
Buzz.
Yeah, Adel got it right.
Fuck.
Sorry. It's okay. You can get another one.
Okay, I hope so. Now, you said I can't.
Well, you can show me if you can. These kids are losers, and they think that they are better than me, but I can drive and smoke drugs.
Buzz, that sounds like an Aaron Keefe original.
No.
Buzz, JPC? Was it me? Was that...
Mm-hmm. It's hard to not read it in the inflection of anyone's voice. I feel like you doing those Billboard like music name that tune episodes.
You have to
try to
talk
about the sing-songiness
the
of everyone's voices. Yeah.
Since you've been gone.
That's exactly what it is.
What was that line, Aaron? What was that line?
These kids are losers and they think they're better than me, but I can drive and smoke drugs.
So I got that because I narrowed it down because Adel got it wrong, and then I don't have any recollection of saying it. So that's I just want to make sure that I'm not getting points based on remembering things because
no, of
that's
course not.
Gone from my memory.
Same right, here. I was just like, I have to be the answer tonight. So I think we both have the same strategy, which is interesting.
Ready?
Yes.
We've all regifted, oh, the places you'll go.
Buzz.
We've all regifted. Buzz. Yes,
Buzz.
JPC.
Adel.
Yes.
Yes!
I knew it
that
was
made
me
laugh
I've done
out loud.
That.
I knew it wasn't me because I've never done that.
It was so nice for those two guys to be friends with that bald guy. It was so nice for those two guys to be friends with that bald guy.
Buzz.
Fuck.
Yes.
Aaron.
Yep. Nice.
Damn.
Also, if you obviously this is mostly for people at home. I want you to message me and tell me what your score was because I'm dying to know.
I believe, so I remember that one from memory, and I believe the riddle was something of like three men were in a boat and only two of them got wet or something, or they, only two of their hair got wet, but there's no umbrella or anything. And the answer was one of them was bald. And then Aaron was like, oh, it's so nice for them to be friends with that bald guy.
Wow, he does have a good memory.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then I would just like to say, I don't remember any part of that at all, even after he said it.
And we know you don't. I have to introduce a new segment to Hey Riddle Riddle called Dead
Buzz.
Stop. Yes.
At all.
Nope.
What?
I have to introduce a new segment to Hey Riddle Riddle called Dead Stop.
I thought for sure I gave the first Dead Stop. So this person created Dead Stop?
No. This person said, I have to introduce, well, kind of. They created the term Dead Stop, but I have to introduce a new segment to Hey Riddle Riddle called Dead Stop.
Buzz.
Yes.
I think it was JPC because I think the Dead Stop was for Aaron.
Yeah, it was for me. It was when I said, pee out the poison. Adel said, I'm sorry, what was that? We're not moving on. What is happening? Oh my God, what did you just say? And then JBC was like, yeah, hold on. Okay, we have to introduce a new segment to the show. It's called Dead Stop. And it's when Aaron, yes, only Aaron, says something bad, shit, insane. All right.
I do actually remember that pee out the poison thing. That was a very early memory.
That was my best. That was my favorite moment from the first maybe 100 episodes.
pee out the poison.
This next one. All right, ready. This brings me to my next segment. Fever Pitch is an underrated movie.
Buzz.
A buzz.
Yes.
Only Aaron would say that.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, it's a Boston movie. What was the one that you were in, Adel?
The one with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, which was called Roommates.
But it was at a baseball game. Okay,
it was at a Cubs game, yeah.
Yeah.
Next one. And here's a little rap about marijuana.
Buzz.
Yes, go ahead.
It was early enough in the show that I don't know that Aaron had lost all confidence in rapping yet. I think I'm going to guess it was Aaron that said that.
Yes, it was.
Yes!
Me that said that. I didn't end up rapping.
Oh, no, I remember you did, and it was, my name's Marijuana, and I'm here to say.
yeah, that's definitely what happened. Look, I have swan lumps.
Buzz.
Yes.
JPC.
No. Look, I have swan lumps.
Buzz.
Yes.
Adel?
Uh-huh. It was the first Swan Lumps segment. Adel did a funny little joke that Swan Lumps were goosebumps when JBC started reading his story.
I would hand on a Bible and then throw away the Bible and put any other book in place because what makes a Bible so
goosebumps.
Special? Fiction. I would have sworn that I said dead stop and that JPC said that I said the first dead stop and that JPC said the first Swan Lumps.
No,
but it's reversed.
So I came up with the term swan lumps because JPC said that JP Riddle sounds like a knockoff R.L. Stine, and I said swan lumps, and then you called for the scene. And then in the scene, we were playing children, and you said, look, I have swan lumps when it got really scary. But you totally cut me off, and you technically dead stopped me, but JPC named it a dead stop. And now you know your history. All right, next one.
And now we know our herstory.
A raccoon is way bigger than a chipmunk.
Yes. That would be a JPC.
Yes.
Yes.
Anything
I know
with
it.
Animals or cousins is JPC.
Okay, Adel, don't forget that you know that now.
Horses are lovers, it's JPC.
You're
going
to be able to get these way too easily.
My cousin is a police horse. Yeah, JPC.
Ow, someone stabbed me in my tattoo. Ow, someone stabbed me in my tattoo.
Buzz.
Yes.
That sounds like an Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Is it because it's true?
Yep.
Oh.
I'm ready. Next one.
Remember, yeah. JPC, the responses can be uh-huh or like, ooh.
ready?
Yes, please.
Kanicki is the Yankees of Greece. Kanicki is the Yankee.
Buzz.
Yankees of Greece. Yes, go ahead.
Dennis Miller.
Nope.
Kanicki is the...
Adel, you can steal.
Buzz.
Yep.
I'm going to guess me just because I've seen Grease more than any other movie, so it's likely I've referenced it.
It's JPC, but I did that because you guys talk so much about Grease on the show. I was hoping that you would be misled by it.
I said Kanicki is the Yankees of Grease?
You did.
And that
I made a baseball reference?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Sure, please.
There's an action in it, but the person said the action. Well,
is this
in the line. No, it's not. That would be me. Dramatic scarf fling. Of course, I'm the theater professor here at Acting U.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Go ahead.
Was that
Adel.
Me?
That's yeah.
I'm gonna say me.
Yep, that's you.
Yeah.
Only you would go dramatic scarf fling.
I was gonna say Adel as well.
I had a fling with a scarf and it was
drama.
I tired.
Buzz.
Adel.
Gotta be Aaron.
Yep.
Yep.
And also one of the best reboots with Will Smith.
Yeah. I waited in line for 16 hours at the Apple store to get an I tired.
Yeah, that works. That actually works.
All right. So here's what you did wrong there. You asked for someone to kiss you immediately after your nose had been broken. So here's what you did wrong there. You asked for someone
buzz,
to kiss
buzz,
you.
Buzz, buzz,
buzz. JPC.
Or I said scene. Yeah. God damn it.
I want to say JPC.
Yep, that's a JPC.
Yes, okay. And I was saying that to you, right, Aaron?
Yeah, you don't know who you're saying it to. Yeah. all right. And is the middle of my sentence the beginning of yours?
Buzz.
Yes.
Adel.
Yep, that's you.
What is that in reference to?
It was a scene with Arnie in episode 8.
It's something I believe Samuel Jackson says in some movie. where he's telling something and somebody interrupts him and he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't know the beginning of my, or the middle of my sentence was the beginning of your fucking sentence. Or something like it's very funny.
Hey, of all the Sam Jackson quotes that you could have done on the podcast, I'm glad you picked that one.
Sometimes I feel, sitting across the table from you, that this is purgatory. Sometimes
Buzz.
I feel.
Buzz.
Adel, go ahead.
Boy, this
could
is
be anyone.
Real toss up. I want to say this is. I feel like JPC would have said straight up said hell. So I'm gonna say Aaron.
JPC, you can steal.
Shit, because my guess was Aaron. So the sometimes sitting across the. I'm gonna say. Adel. I want to say Adel.
No points rewarded. It was JPC.
Fuck. I know what purgatory is.
Yeah, you're learning what you know here. I can only focus on one sense at a time, and right now it's mouth.
Scene.
I can scene. This is so funny that you're saying scene. Yes, Adel.
Adel's calling
Aaron.
Mommy teacher.
Yeah, that's me.
I remember that. It's scene. So funny. JPC's like, I know the Yankees. I know what purgatory. I think it's something like when you have headphones on, you suddenly have, it's like Flowers for Algernon or something. Like you suddenly have access to parts of your brain you didn't before.
Exactly. Yeah.
The headphones shut off the part where I could hear myself talking.
And that's the plot of Flowers for Algernon, right? Is a...
Yeah, it's like a rat does a podcast and with his two best friends and gets
Who
super
moved
smart.
My cheese?
I'm a red-blooded American man, but that just sounds
Buzz.
Like too much sex.
Buzz.
Yeah, JPC.
I want to say JPC.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
I do say I'm a red-blooded American man a lot.
And Puzz,
yes.
for a bonus point, I want to say he said it like this. I'm a red-blooded American man. And even that's too much sex for me.
Yeah. All right, you got bonus point. Have you been eating all of these Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs? Have you been eating all of these
Buzz.
Chef... Yes, JPC.
Adel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I'm such a foodie.
Was that in reference to a Swan Lumps?
Yeah, that was a JP Riddle segment.
Yep.
Yeah, that was, I think that's my favorite JP Riddle segment of all time. That's when they said that there is a statue of you in the middle of town, but it got taken down because it was deemed to be pornography. And I laughed for 10 minutes at that. Right now, you have about 10 pounds of quesadilla in your stomach, but you're still human, right? Right now, you have about 10 pounds of quesadilla in your stomach. Yes, Adel, go ahead.
I'm going to guess Aaron.
No. JPC, for the steal?
I feel like it was said to Aaron. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm going to guess, man, I don't like this, but did I say it to you, Aaron?
No, Adel said it to me in a scene.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, good. Because in my mind, especially at the old studio, especially back then, we would get like food delivered sometimes and eat in the studio. And so I could just imagine me being like, look, I want you just eat 10 pounds of quesadilla and you're moving slow. All right, no points awarded. No points awarded.
I can't wait to use that line in a future episode. You keep saying awesome stuff. All right, that's right. Pray to Aaron. She's your new god. She's a comedy god.
Puzz.
Yes.
I'm going to say Aaron said that.
No.
Oh, dude, I was definitely going to say that Aaron said that. Puzz, I'm going to say that Adel said that.
No, it was a JPC.
Nah, I think you're just throwing in ones
too.
That I didn't say.
No, I was surprised too.
Okay,
I was
we'll
shocked.
Have to check the math on this.
All right, next one. Hey, can I offer anyone a Sobe water? Hey.
Puzz.
JPC, right
JPC.
Ahead. Yep.
Yeah, of course.
I knew it was JPC because I've never heard of that. Is that the one with the lizard?
Yeah,
like, you've heard of it. You got it, baby.
It's funny. That's maybe the only thing I remember the logo better than I do what it is.
It was like
me too, dude.
Their slogan was "So be yourself." There was lizard lava, lizard fuel. I liked one of them a whole lot, and I don't remember which one.
What was the thing with all the floaties in it? Remember when they were like, here's flavored water, but it has little colored floaty balls in it, and people were like, this is the coolest, and then
Tapioca?
It went away. No. Orbits? No, Boba that's tea? Gum.
I don't remember. Next one.
I don't know.
I live alone, and I'm holding a candle. I live alone, and I'm holding a candle.
Puzz.
Yes, Adel.
It feels like a sad JPC character, but I feel like he would give more detail. So I'm going to say Adel.
No. JPC for the steal.
I was going to say Aaron on this one.
Yep.
I live alone and I'm holding you. Is this in a scene?
Mm-hmm. I was just pretending to be an old lady. Not just outside of a scene. So good job. Where are we at point total wise?
I'm at 13 points.
I have 12 points.
Wow. This is amazing.
And just to be clear, when Erin said she gave me a bonus point for talking in JPC's cadence, I did not take it. So I have 13 without that extra point. That
okay,
was,
so I did take it. I did take it because I thought I would get that bonus point because why not?
All right. Next segment. Did Adel really say this?
Okay. I love this segment.
Okay, so Adel, this is just going to be you.
Okay.
We'll see how many points that you can get. Ready?
Perfect. Yes.
I'm Adel Rafai, and I'm joined by the two fucking funniest people I know that I could think of to get on this podcast.
Yes.
Yep, I just wanted to also remind you that you thought we were funny, you idiot.
That's
and
definitely
I think
Adel.
It every day. You fucking idiot, we tricked you. You're stuck
we
with me,
you.
You're stuck with me. I
oh
tricked
my God,
you.
You thought I was funny?
Gemma Ooh. Does that constantly around the house. Well, she'll do something just so weird, and then she'll like start dancing. She'll be like, I tricked you, you're stuck with me. And she'll point to her engagement ring.
Mariah got mad at me today because I kept referring to our relationship as the podcast. I was like, I'm doing it for the podcast. And she's like, no, it's not a podcast.
That is so funny. Next one.
Remind me to buy Mariah flowers.
Me too. 50 ways to eat salt off the back of your lover. 50 ways to eat salt off the back of your lover.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. I definitely have made a... Okay. I've definitely made a Paul Simon pun on the podcast before.
If Chuck E. Cheese isn't sad, then why am I crying every time I go?
I'm going to say I did not say that.
Yep. You didn't. That comes from Boneless Mummy on the Discord. Wrote
wow.
that one for you.
Ooh, I love that road bar.
Here's a teen riddle. Are you happy, Mom?
I want to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I would say yes on that one, too.
Hello, I'm Kyle Young.
This is interesting because I don't even know. I believe there's a football player named... No, there's a football player named Kyle Long. I don't think Kyle Young is a name that I would think of. I'm going to say no.
You did say it in episode
Whoa.
6.
Hmm.
Next one. Can we give a quick PSA? Don't dab inside your mom. Can we give a quick PSA? Don't dab inside your mom.
I'm going to say yes.
He for sure said that. He for sure said that.
Uh-huh.
Because I know the first few episodes, JPC brought up dabbing on his haters' graves. And then I think from that point on, dabbing was in the zeitgeist for a while. We're not recording a video.
I dabbed it.
They mate for life. Do they g'day for life too? Hold for laughter. It's coming. Any second now.
See, here's what I was afraid of is that people would just put in puns and be like, Adel will guess it because he loves puns. So I'm going to, I probably said it, but I'm going to say I did not say that.
You did not say that.
Wow. Okay. That's a really good strategy, by the way, when you're picking out Adel lines, is just do a pun, because chances are he did say it.
But also, you do a lot of puns, and that some of them are in here, so just be careful of that strategy. It could backfire.
Oh, no.
He resisted arrest. What is he, a preschooler at nap time? He resisted arrest. What is he, a preschooler at nap time?
I'm going to say I did not say that.
You did not say that.
Wow.
Because I don't know what that means.
Arrest. Like when you're resting.
Oh, I see.
Arrest. Oh, God.
I wrote that.
If he had known what that meant, he would definitely have said, I said it.
An Indianapolis smoothie, it's just a frog in a blender.
Oh.
See, I've done a lot of these.
Yeah, you have done a lot.
Where I say something as an Indianapolis blank. I don't remember that one, but what the hell, we'll say I did say it.
You did say it.
Yeah. Woo. Wow.
If you don't know the theme song, don't make one up. If you don't know the theme song, don't make one up.
I probably said that.
He definitely said that.
Yep. Next one. I'm a little bit hoarse. By that, I mean a witch started turning me into a horse, but then she got distracted, and now this is my life now.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I wrote that. which brings us to our Major League Baseball podcast right off the bat.
I probably said that.
Yep.
I love I probably said that. If this were a court of law.
Swing and a hit.
JPC, it's not too late to replace you on the podcast with an oscillating fan sitting in front of a microphone.
I said that.
He definitely said that. I do remember that.
Nope. I wrote that for you.
No!
Yep. And, yep, I wrote that for you. Next one.
Wow.
Be honest. Now be honest. Am I dressed like a scarecrow that knows a lot about coffee?
I didn't say that, but I wish I would have.
Yeah, I think that you just dress like a scarecrow that knows a lot about coffee. That was my sick burn. I wrote that.
Chicory. It's got chicory in it.
Sick burn. That's the name of my coffee place.
Come on. This podcast has been a sting. You're under arrest.
I probably said that. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Because
I
usually, remember, you don't know what arrest means.
I usually wait for somebody to say sting, and then I say EO. But yeah, I'll stick with my first answer because that's cheating. I said that.
Mm-hmm.
I did?
Mm-hmm. You said it. All right. Now we're moving on to, did JPC really say this?
Okay.
JPC, if I can give you any advice, it's all 50-50 crapshoot, my man.
Yep. Okay, right. I'm ready, Aaron.
I can't believe it's butter, but I can believe it's piss.
I can't believe it's butter, but I can believe it's piss. I want to say that's two on the nose, and I did not say that.
Yep. You did not say that.
Yes, okay.
That comes from Boneless Mummy as well on the Discord.
One for the money, two on the nose.
My son's into that noise pollution lunatic band.
Okay, so there was a very early on thing with like the, we were talking about a band and there was a scene and there was a really bad riddle about a band. I'm going to say yes, I did say this.
Mm-hmm. You
did
say it. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting turn in this NBA game. It looks like we're going to count the baskets from warmups. The Bulls do win.
Someone said that on the podcast. I think it was me.
Yes, 100% it was him.
Yep.
That was one. I feel like that was one of my favorite early moments.
Count the baskets from warmups.
Because I think Aaron mentioned something about the score. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I remember that moment.
Mm-hmm. Don't put words in my mouth. I never said I would not fuck the dog.
Okay.
I never said I would not fuck the dog.
Yes, that sounds like something I would say. So if it's not something I said, I would love to give credit to whoever wrote it. Very good job.
What's your answer?
Yes, I do think I said that.
No, you did not say that. That is Bobby on the Discord.
Nice
Bobby,
one, Bobby.
Bobby, very good. Very good stuff, Bobby.
Bobby, very good.
Yeah, the opposite of a damn it, Bobby, here.
Maybe the dogs in the neighborhood are horses and they bark. Maybe the dogs in the neighborhood are horses and they bark.
Horses.
Dogs, horses, bark. Maybe the dogs in the neighborhood are horses and they bark. Okay, yeah. This is sufficiently stupid and asinine. I think I said this.
Yes, you said it.
Oh, God. Oof. If I had gotten two dog ones in a row wrong, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Can I shoot a raccoon with a gun if it has allegedly married my daughter? Can I shoot a raccoon with a gun if it has allegedly married my daughter?
Again, I gotta say yes, and I just have to hope and pray that the universe loves me here tonight.
You did say that.
Okay.
Woo, nice one.
Woo.
What doctors can't read? Dr. Pepper?
Oh, boy.
What doctors can't read? Dr. Pepper.
I guess I'll say that I did say this, but I'm not proud of it.
I would, if I may, I would guess JPC probably said, Dr. Pepper, I hardly drank her. That seems like a JPC quote.
Much more likely.
So I
said yes. I said I did say that.
You did say that.
Oh
boy.
You thought you were special because your house had a basement?
Yes, I said that for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely said that.
And since that day, I have always fucking hated koalas.
I'm going to say no. I don't think I said that. I don't think I said that shit about koalas. I like koalas.
That one comes from Suli on the Discord.
Nice try, Suli. But you got to start, if you want to do a JPC quote about animals, it has to be animals I freaking heard of.
I quit.
Oh, come on. I guess I've definitely said that before.
On the podcast, though.
On the podcast?
In reference to quitting the show.
Oh, yes. Then yes, of course.
No.
Well, not on the air. It maybe didn't make it to the final cut, but...
What people don't know is that for, I want to say 13 or 14 episodes, Aaron, you can confirm, we had to bring in somebody else to act like JPC.
Yeah, it was...
Because he left.
It was a can of old Sprite that someone had left on the ground of a sleepover, and he was pretty good. My name is Donnie Pervert, and I'm the bartender here.
Oh,
my
man.
My name is Donnie Pervert.
That's bait,
and
dude.
I'm
That's
the bartender
bait.
Here.
Don't make me say it. Man, I might be claiming some stolen valor here because I love this, but I'll say yes, I said it.
Yep, you said it.
Thank God.
I would absolutely download a car. I would download a car.
I do think I've said that. I think I've said that before.
No, that one comes from Jordan on the Discord. Congratulations, Jordan.
That's smart because JPC's the second word in most JPC sentences is absolutely, and he usually goes like, I would absolutely kiss that substitute
yeah,
teacher.
Yeah, smart.
Absolutely is my comedy word to buy me time. Absolutely.
And now we know.
It's JPC's comedy word to buy him time.
Yay. My favorite part about doing this podcast is that none of us respect each other.
Yes, JPC,
my
favorite... yes.
No! You hesitate!
You just thought it.
Hey, hesitate, man.
Nope, JPC,
yeah,
yes.
You said it.
I said that for sure.
Oh, shit. Never mind, it's fine. This just won't be a very fair game. I already told you that you said this quote, so...
Oh.
Never mind. Whatever. Just... I don't care. Just so everyone is clear, the reason why they call me pervert isn't for anything nefarious. I had sex with a horse, but it was my birthday. Just so everyone is clear, the reason why they call me a pervert isn't for anything nefarious. I had sex with a horse, but it was my birthday.
If this is fake, this is a great job because I can hear it in his voice like, just so everyone's clear, I did it. Like, that's totally in his voice.
I did say this, Aaron. And I know that I said this because I think someone made like a little like meme video of this audio like a couple weeks ago and they posted it on Twitter.
Oh.
Was this in a scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was in a scene where I was being very creepy and you two were like both like children or something like that.
Yep,
yeah,
you did say it.
Someone made a meme of this very recently, so I did see that.
All right. So our next segment is what happened next? So I am going to read you something that someone said, and then anyone can get, and I'll tell you who responded, and anyone can guess what
they responded. So, gotcha.
Yeah. So JPC said, why don't we call firefighters fire killers? And then Adel said.
And then I said.
And this is obviously like, if you get close, you get.
Okay. I think Adel said something about. No, the water is the fire killer.
Okay, Adel, what is your guess?
I probably said, like, because that would be insensitive to the fire's family.
No. The answer is, I put out this fire. You put out this fire? You're under arrest. Like it was a murderer. And then JPC, this is just a bonus, you said, we should call firefighters building killer killers. And that hurt my head.
Damn it.
Next one. Adel said, we are here to do some riddies and puzzies that you submit. And then JPC cut him off and said, and it's your hint, it's the first time Adel said riddies and puzzies. We are here to do some riddies and puzzies in Yuma. And then JPC cut him off and said,
oh, God.
For all you Kevins and Susies?
It was in response to riddies and puzzies being said.
Did I say and some rizzles and pizzies?
Close. We said something like that next, but Adel, you can steal. What did he say?
He said...
Because you said that for the first time, and then he said...
Riddies and puzzies. He said, that's what they're known as now.
He said, I'm going to give you points, Adel, because he said, whoa, we didn't agree to that.
yeah. I remember it way more optimistically.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's the sweetest thing. Somebody bring Adel a cup of tea and a
rose
nice
tinted glasses on that future or pass.
Rose tinted glasses. I only see men drown in the ocean.
JPC said, I have some riddles for you today. And then Adel said,
I have riddles, Fokker. Can you milk me?
No, that's a great guess.
Damn it.
What? Sorry, can you repeat what JPC said?
JPC said, I have some riddles for you today. And then Adel said,
oh, please, sir, may I have some riddles?
That's got to be it, right?
No. No points awarded. Adel said, it's 7 p.m. at night. And then this next one, I said to JPC, wow, sir, I love your monocle and top hat. And then JPC said,
get your own.
Okay, Adel?
Those are my monocles. I put my balls above my forehead.
Wow, that is so close and good. Anyone want to take one final guess?
JP Riddles. Was it JP Riddles?
Not. It's not JP Riddles.
Okay, so, sir, I like your monocle and top hat.
Oh, I think
said,
I know.
Wow, sir, I like your monocle and top hat.
I think I have the answer.
All right, what is it, Adel?
JPC probably said, monocles, we were on a break.
No, that's something that you would say, and it's awesome. I wish he had said that.
I would say, well, if you like it, you can thank the corpse of Mr. Peanut and Mr. Monopoly.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah, you got it. You said, thank you, I got it from a peanut.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
You have points awarded.
Yes, nice.
All right, and this next one.
And then Mr. Peanut died.
Yeah, sad.
Hell yeah. We always
predict it, you guys. I don't know what it is. Aaron, and then it's I sneezed. And then what did you guys say?
Wait, who said Aaron?
I sneezed, so it's just me sneezing. What did you guys say?
Did I say fuck you?
Close.
Damn it.
Battle.
Did I say, shh, Aaron, we're solving riddles?
Nope, you said nothing.
Oh,
neither
that's
of you said anything. I sneezed into silence.
And then your mom was furious.
Unbelievable.
Sneezed to silence.
All right, this next one. I said to JPC, JPC, do you think R.L. Stein is going to sue you? And then JPC said,
you can sue people from hell?
Paddle, you can steal.
Do you think R.L. Stein is going to sue you? JPC,
and then JPC said,
Oh, fuck, I think I know this one.
He probably said, you can't sue what you can't cook. And then he started to chop up carrots and boil himself in a pot.
All I'm seeing is that Adel has a really deep understanding of JPC's mind. And I'm really sorry, Adel. It's like when people study serial killers, you're like, we need to get you out of there. It's not safe in there, Adel.
No, he's really good. Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think I might have said something akin to, you think R.L. Stein is going to sue you. Did I say something like, what, even more? Or like, again? Or something like that?
Yeah, close enough. You points rewarded. You said, yeah, I do think R.L. Stein is going to sue me, but not for this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get that one.
One part of this, you're going to poke a hole through so fast and you're going to make fun of it. And then JPC said,
ooh, I want to say something about a condom. I would have said something about a poke a hole. I would have said like,
oh no, we sunk your riddle.
This riddle can still get you pregnant.
Adel, I'm relieved. You're not totally completely enveloped by JPC's psyche yet. Yeah, JPC points awarded. You said, okay, so it's a condom. I'm trying to have a kid. And the next one, Adel said, can you taste through your dick? Honest question. And then JPC said, can you taste through your dick? Honest question.
And then JPC
said, probably said like, maybe. Is that why I keep smelling all this piss?
Get out of there, Adel. We're pulling you out.
I don't know. I mean, did I say like yes and it tastes like shit or something like that?
No, you said something really funny. You said no, but I think my dick has good taste. Which is amazing. I said, bully for you. And then JPC said,
please don't bully me.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'd love a bully.
Adel, points awarded. Yay, a bully.
That sounds familiar.
Adel said, Aaron, can I say something controversial? I think you nail it every week. You're a goddamn treasure. And then I said,
nothing.
Because
he's just not in agreement.
And then you said, okay, what would Aaron say about a self-deprecating thing about a treasure?
You probably would have said, like, dig me up, boys.
Wow, I love the way you see me. That's magic. You think I would say something as awesome as dig me up, boys? Thank you. Expect a gift in the mail, my friend.
Did you say something like
that? 3 points awarded. I'm not kidding.
I'll take it.
Dig me up, boys.
Man, I feel like a treasure.
Aaron, can I say something controversial? I think you nail it every week. You're a goddamn treasure.
Did you say national treasure and then stand up and say that belongs in a museum?
No, but that's something you would say. I said, why is that controversial?
Of course.
And then JP said, it's just that a lot of fans don't agree.
Nice. Well, hey, that's,
the balance, the angel and the devil in my life. Okay. Adel said, Aaron and I had a discussion that if we aren't married by 40, ... we kill JPC. And then I said...
You said...
And JPC and I have something, if we're not married by 40, I don't know. That's my guess. Is it has, that's, no, I'm wrong.
That's something I would say now, but this was early episodes when I was a hack.
Damn.
So what kind of jokes was I making?
Can you repeat the setup?
Yes. Adel said, Aaron and I had a discussion that if we aren't married by 40, we kill JPC.
You probably said, Adel, that was 3 years ago for you.
Yeah, baby. I said, nice. Aren't you 40? And then JPC said, yeah, so that must be 6 years ago now. Because I got to tell you, we only really had calling you old jokes when you're really not much older than us. And that's all we had.
Call me by your age.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's all I had for a while. Adel was making jokes. Awesome jokes, awesome jokes. JPC, awesome jokes, awesome jokes. And I was like, Adel is old for the first 10 episodes. I really
well, at least you were surprised.
Yeah. So I said, isn't that our vibe, though? Kind of fun? Isn't that our vibe, though? Kind of fun? And then JPC said,
Richard, kind of fun.
I wish.
Hey, it's me.
Isn't that our vibe, though? Kind of fun. And then, I'm kind of fun. Oh boy, this is tough.
I don't know.
JPC said
it's a slam. It's a slam for sure.
Mm-hmm, it's a slam.
Kind of fun. I don't know. I give up. I don't know this one.
I don't know either.
JPC said, I would say that this is not fun.
Fair God, enough. Sometimes the simplest answer is right there.
Aaron, I think in the beginning, we were all trying to get out of this podcast.
Yeah for
we
sure.
really were.
At the Aaron, beginning.
No, come on, please don't go. I'm serious. I really enjoy this. I really look forward to it. Okay. Aaron said, do you know how fast you were going? In a scene. I was a cop who pulled you over, and I said, do you know how fast you were going? And then Adel said...
You've been speeding through my mind all night.
No, that's a great guess, good. Though.
Do you know how fast you're going? And then I said, 88 miles per hour. I have to get back.
That's an Adel thing.
Wow. It was a movie reference.
I couldn't have been under 50 or this thing would explode.
No. I can't drive 55.
Adel said, too fast, too furious.
Oh, God. That's, that was next. I was going to say that next.
What if there was a Back to the Future? What if it was Too Future, Too Furious? And it was the Back to the Future cast meets Fast and Furious, where Vin Diesel has to drive the DeLorean to go back in time to something.
Okay, here's $800 million. Go make something terrible and
Aaron,
unwatchable.
Today, that's not enough.
He trailed off onto something. You can't give him
well, $800
million.
Well, bring the money back in time, bitch, and then it will be. $800 million.
We can animate 30 seconds.
Okay. And the last one is, Adel said, I was talking to someone the other day. And then JPC said,
yeah, your fucking therapist.
Ooh.
No, he didn't say that. Are you okay?
Did I just say brag?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you said. Holy shit. Really?
That's
oh, my God.
Well, hold on.
JPC should win just on that.
That one, by the way, I would still do that. I still do that to this day. I would do that.
Brag.
All right. These are going to be really, really quick. All right. This is the final round.
Okay.
All the points.
What is the, is it the same game we've been playing? Same round we've been playing?
No, new round. Okay. Is this a real scene? I'm going to give you a concept or a prompt for a scene. Some of them are more in-depth. Some of them are not.
Yes.
And how in-depth they are have nothing to do with whether or not they're real. So just keep that in mind.
Uh-huh. Can I ask, are the fake ones from Discord or from you? That'll help.
The fake ones, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Adel and JPC are two trees, and they're both threatening each other to not grow any closer.
Yes.
That's real, yeah.
Nope, fake.
Fuck.
Ah.
I made it up. JPC and Aaron are making bread in a sweaty room.
Yes. That's the scene.
Yes.
Who got that?
I think Adel. You both need to buzz. Adel got it like a hair before, but buzz from now on. Ready?
Gotcha.
Aaron's a sea captain, and JPC is lying to her about a bad thing he did.
Buzz.
That was a scene, yes.
Adel, yes. You got it right. Aaron is a leprechaun, but she keeps getting tricked by you two instead of the other way around.
Buzz.
Yep.
I want to say that was a scene.
Buzz.
No,
not a scene.
Fake. Adel, no, still.
Faked.
Should we get points for this? Or
no, probably not. 50. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Adel and JPC are two skyscraper window washers who are afraid of heights.
Buzz.
JPC?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
That was like a super fast Sound of Music. Yes? No.
Adel is a circus performer and JPC is plotting to kill him.
Puzz.
Adel?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that came from the sword swallower scene.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
In that scene, JPC said something that made me laugh so hard. I said, Papa, am I a pet? And you said, no, you're a boy and you have agency. It's one of my favorite things you've ever said on the show. It's so fantastic. Weird and funny. Adel plays a guy who got stuck in his Halloween costume for a month.
Puzz.
Adel, go ahead.
No.
I know, but wouldn't that be really funny?
That'd be amazing.
Okay, maybe we'll come back and do these because what kind of fun? Adel and Aaron are two cops interrogating a maid played by JPC.
Puzz.
Adel.
No.
Nope, it's real. And everyone's doing a Mrs. Doubtfire voice.
Oh, hello.
JPC isn't...
Super quick. Did you guys hear that there's possibly an NC-17 version of Mrs. Doubtfire coming out?
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
I didn't hear that it was coming out, but I heard that the director said recorded, that there is a cut. Yeah.
Solve actual real problems before we do that? What if we, fix the homelessness problem in the United States before
No time.
JPC is insisting on trying every ice cream flavor before he orders from Adel.
Yes. Puzz. Sorry.
Adel.
Yes.
No.
What?
Adel and JPC are two fighter pilots who are terrible at volleyball.
Puzz.
JPC.
I want to say no.
Yep, not real.
Ooh, baby.
JPC plays the dumb guy who got the sword stuck in the stone.
Puzz.
Adel.
Yes.
Nope.
Damn.
But again, kind of fun. JPC is a mosquito and Adel is a guy paying him to suck him.
Puzz.
JPC.
I feel like that one is yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is what yeah. we do with our life.
And you said you had nothing to start with?
Aaron is a teenage alien and JPC is her dad.
Puzz.
Adel.
I just want this to be true so bad.
Yes, it is true. That is a real scene.
Okay.
Aaron is a sheep and JPC is a ram and they are at a nightclub.
Puzz.
Adel.
Yes, because I called for that scene. It was the birth of JPC's master sheep.
Yeah. It was.
Oh, that's right.
It's a really good scene.
That's right.
Except I did an annoying sheep sound at the end of it, and I had to fast forward because it was annoying to me. But no one else fast forward me. I can do that.
It's okay when I do it. Nobody.
It's okay
else.
When I do it. Okay. Adel is a mailman who keeps hoping that JPC will invite him in for dinner.
Puzz.
JPC.
I want to say that sounds like something we would do, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
that just kind of describes our relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always bringing things to JPC's house.
I'm like, this got delivered to my house, and it's just a piece of cardboard that says JPC scrawled in crayon. And I'm like, here you go. Should I come in?
It says dinner
That's so
invite.
Cute and sad and funny.
Oh, it smells like dinner. And JPC's like, it's 2 a.m. I was sleeping.
I keep getting your mail. JPC is a prom DJ who doesn't want the students to dance.
Puzz.
JPC.
I want to say no.
Yeah, it's fake.
Oh, God.
JPC is Count Dracula in the suburbs.
Puzz.
Adel.
I'm pretty sure we've done that before, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
Adel
okay.
and JPC realize they've been on a lazy river at a water park for several weeks.
Puzz.
Puzz.
JPC.
I want to say yes, we've done that.
No, you haven't, but why not? I guess my big question is why not? Patreon episode, we're all in the lazy river.
Lazy
dibs on a
river.
Nobody listens to this, we're going to do it.
Aaron, quit eating Nestle dibs. They're delicious ice cream, but you're going to get a headache.
I'm hungry, and I've already had 40, and I don't feel anything, so what are you talking about? Aaron is Adel's mom accidentally walking into his room while he is discovering riddles.
Pause.
Adel.
Yes, because I think that was a story. I think I told a story about my childhood, and then Aaron said, "Let's reenact it" or something.
I did not call for that scene.
But Aaron called for that scene, but yeah.
No.
It must have been JPC because he wasn't in it. Yeah.
Adel and JPC, or Arnie was also in that episode, but JPC did call for it. Adel and JPC are Snap and Crackle, the elves.
Puzz?
Adel.
Surely that's happened. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, JPC, you were so close. Adel and JPC are two pigs on a farm that are jealous of their pig friend who got invited inside.
Puzz.
JPC.
Yes?
No. Fake.
Oof, fake.
Aaron and Adel are two wind scientists that fall in love.
Puzz.
JPC.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, that is real. Adel is a Dalmatian trying to explain to his dad, played by JPC, that he doesn't want to be a fireman.
Puzz.
Adel.
No deal.
I know, but kind of a good scene.
Yeah.
Kind of a great scene.
Aaron is the queen and JPC is the king on a chessboard.
Puzz.
Adel.
Yes.
Yes.
I just assume because there's been so many answers where the answer was chess.
Oh my God, guys. Unlimited. We were three dads at a barbecue trying to see who can make the smallest burger.
Puzz.
JPC.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, but come on, man.
That rules. That rules.
Guys, if all my fake scenes were real, we'd have a good podcast.
Yeah, these are great.
I have a bunch of like tough suburban like, yeah, fix my car. And then everyone's like, I made the smallest fucking burger. No, mine's teensier.
Mine is teeny tiny itsy bitsy, you idiot. Erin is calling 911 because she had sex with her fish and killed it. And the operator is her ex-boyfriend played by JPC. JPC.
I want to say yes.
Puzz. Uh-huh. Follow up for bonus points.
Adel,
hello, what's 911?
Oh yeah, bonus point.
Remember when you said that? That's the funniest thing ever. Hello, what's 911?
It shocked me. All right, you played two soap makers, and Adel was convinced that JPC isn't washing his hands when he goes to the bathroom.
Puzz.
Adel.
I don't think we've done that.
I don't think so either.
No. What is the point total?
Okay.
Oh, well, this should come as no surprise to anyone. I have not been writing them down for some time.
And I have 43.
Yay, Adel, you win. You're getting a $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift card in your email sometime this week, whenever I remember. Thank you so much for playing this. I'm going to do it in 11 episode blocks. So if people want to listen to episode 12 through 20...
Uh-oh. 12
through
20. 22.
Yeah,
12
through 22.
Aaron, this absolutely
right?
Thank you for putting the work into this.
No,
this
it's not
awesome.
23.
Bye forever.
Right? No, hold on. No, because isn't it? No. Okay, 12 through 23. And then in the Patreon
Mercury.
Episode ideas, though, hold on. I have to do a call to action. In the Patreon episode ideas, put in lines you think they may like could have said in those episodes if you're interested. And Neptune, goodbye. Thanks for playing this episode.
Check. Dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.